This is Joanna Mitchell as a guest on KLCC's Sunday at Noon on the eve of the new year in 2008.
The planet that has to do with optimism and the planet that has to do with faith are going to be together all year long. One of the things I wrote down was, beyond forgiveness, the celestial poetry of reconciliation. So here's the good part. Jupiter and Neptune say...
That was 10 years ago. This is Joanna Mitchell today.
I have a diagnosis of ALS, so my voice is a little different than it has been in the past.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, is a progressive neurodegenerative disorder. It affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. The disease progressively limits voluntary movements and muscle control until often the patient is unable to move at all. According to the ALS Association, about 20,000 Americans live with the disease at any given time. As a senior in high school 50 years ago, Mitchell learned of astrology from her world literature teacher.
And of course, when you're 17, you know everything. And I said, well, she's an Aries, and she's an astrologer, and I'm an Aries, so I'll be that.
In very simple terms, astrology is the study of the position of the planets, their relationship to the Earth, and where they were relative to the horizon when you were born.
And it's old, old, old. I've said that I don't know how it works, but as long as it keeps helping people, I will keep studying and talking to people.
One person astrology helped is Lauren Silver. She went to Mitchell for a chart reading 35 years ago, under duress.
I used to be a hardcore scientist, and I thought astrology was bullshit.
That sentiment changed in a matter of minutes.
She looked at my chart and she said things to me about who I am right off the bat. I just started weeping because nobody knew any of that about me.
The two women forged a bond that remains strong to this day. They laugh and cry together. Silver is emotional, seeing the toll ALS is taking on her friend.
I'm heartbroken.
Back in 2015, Joanna fell down. She says it started with a drop foot. She had trouble walking.
So I got a brace. First I used one cane, then I used two canes, then I used a walker, and then I finally had to use a wheelchair.
Mitchell underwent tests. She says somewhere deep inside, she feared the truth.
Oh, Tiffany, you know, I'm pretty intuitive. When I went to the first neurologist, I said, okay, I don't know what it's going to be, but I just don't want to be ALS.
But it was. Last March, Mitchell learned she has sporadic ALS, meaning the cause of the disease is unknown. Only about 10% of ALS cases are hereditary.
Have you ever known anyone who has ALS?
Well, I knew Rooster from KLCC.
Blues historian Gavin Rooster Fox, whose voice graced the KLCC airwaves, died of ALS in 1999. Until recently, Mitchell made a living interpreting people's astrological charts. She practiced the ancient philosophy to give guidance and insight to anyone who sought it. But did she ever predict her own future?
When I first fell, I saw all these things in my chart that had to do with muscles. And then I saw this big cycle coming, and it's a cycle that has to do with shock and awakening, and a new sense of self.
There is no cure for ALS, but there are some treatments to try to suppress symptoms. Mitchell is currently undergoing a new infusion therapy called Radicava. Her arms are dotted with bruises from daily IVs. Mitchell's overall treatment is monitored by Providence ALS Center in Portland.
Joe is one of those patients that comes in and everybody feels loved.
Lauren Brown is a registered nurse at the ALS Center. She has a personal connection to patients like Joanna Mitchell.
My father actually had ALS when I was younger, and it was really hard to get great health care. So I have decided that I don't want anyone with ALS, especially their families, to feel that same way. I want them to know that there's somebody fighting in their corner with them.
ALS creates a list of losses. For Mitchell, she's lost the ability to stand and walk. Her hands continue to grow weaker. But the toughest thing to lose is her voice.
Now it's hard to speak. My mind is very clear, and I would love to keep on talking to people about their charts, but it's very difficult for me.
If the time comes that Mitchell can no longer speak, she will have a backup. She has a speech-generating device that pronounces typed words. Mitchell has begun cataloging phrases in her own voice.
Hi, I'm Joanna. I can hear and understand everything that you say. I have ALS, called Lou Gehrig's disease, and I have some trouble.
If I can't use my hands, I'll be able to use it with my eyes. That's what Stephen Hawking did. Whew, it's intense.
In the very near future, Mitchell and her husband will need to retrofit the ground floor of their home for accessibility. She understands the prognosis of this disease.
I want to die in this room where we are right now. I hope that I can die well. That's what I hope. That I'll have the courage to die well.
Joanna Mitchell still leans on the foundation of astrology. She summons up a joyful smile and gives everyone a jar of homemade jam. Each one is named for the acronym ALS. Mine says, anyone loves strawberry.
What else I hope is that I will be able to somehow give back for all I'm receiving. People are so incredible. I feel so blessed. Even with ALS, I feel so blessed.
For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.